Now let's look at a couple of examples in Scripture. And the first one I want to look at is Daniel. And Daniel was mentioned earlier, so I have to come at a different angle. The book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Daniel was a young man that suffered for righteousness' sake. But the thing I like about Daniel more than anything else, people always talk about Daniel in the den of lions and Daniel interpreting the dreams and how Daniel gave those visions. But the thing that I like personally about Daniel is that he was a wonderful friend. He was a great friend. Because when the time came for the king to promote him, he didn't forget his friends. He said, "What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?" And if you read through the first five chapters of Daniel, you'll see that every time Daniel had a problem, he went and shared it with his friends. And he told them what was going on. And I say this to say that Daniel suffered for righteousness' sake, but he had a support of friends. How many times that souls and young people are won, not at the meeting room. Many times I'll speak to laboring brothers and they'll tell me that they've had a fellowship meeting at their home. Or they have a couples fellowship. Or they have a meeting where they would go and there'd just be a few of them. Or young men would gather on a Monday night. If you have friends that are there for you and could pray for you, friends that are concerned about your spiritual welfare, these are the friends to have. But if you're meeting with friends and all they do is gossip, they talk about, "Oh, did you see what she was wearing? Did you see or did you hear this, that?" I tell you, you have to reconsider your friendship. But how wonderful it is that when the time of suffering happens, that you can turn. Do you have a prayer partner? Do you have a prayer partner? Do you have a prayer partner? Someone that you can turn to and say, "Listen, I've been going through these struggles. I've been going through this trial." Someone who could pray with you right over the phone. Someone who can see you and pray with you. This is the kind of support that Daniel had. Daniel had the support. Not only that, we talk about the practical side of Christianity. And Brother Carlos said earlier that you have to have your walk bigger than your talk. But if you look at Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you look at their resumes, so to speak, you'll realize that they had an impeccable work record. They were diligent at their jobs. They were earnest. They were punctual. And they were truthful. I don't think they ran around the palace looking to be in any position. Look at me. Look at this. But they just went about doing their job. You know that by them doing their job in such a way that they honored God's name. Just by doing their job in that way, that they were punctual, earnest, truthful. These qualities bring glory to God's name. And when others see this, they'll see a mark of difference. I don't believe that you need to go around, like Carlos mentioned the story of a young man named James, that you need to go around proclaiming that you're a Christian. But however, I trust that you would ask the Lord to give you opportunities, that the Lord provides opportunities to open up, to tell others about our Lord and Savior, and why and what has made the difference in your life. The other example that I thought about was Mordecai, and that was mentioned earlier, the example of Mordecai, book of Esther. Esther chapter 3, I'll just read verses 4 to 5. Now it came to pass when they spoke daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to stand, whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom as of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Verse 8, and Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces and thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all the people. Neither kept they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. In Mordecai's time, the Jewish economy had failed. The Gentiles are now in power. The faithful Jew had to hide the instruments that he would use for praise and to worship. They had to hide them. The temple was in ruin. And God's people were in exile. What a time. And here it is that Mordecai, he knew God's word. And I believe it's God's word that sustained him during this time. And I believe that Mordecai knew that scripture in Exodus, the scripture says that from generation to generation, the Lord will be at war with Elimelech. And I believe that Mordecai had the word of God in his heart. And he said to himself, how can I bow down to someone who is at war with my God? How can I bow down to someone who is at war with my God?